You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're at when listening to us today. We have Ashirwa Luna Lakshmi. She's a goddess, alchemist, channel, and activator who works in a multidimensional modalities and traditions of healings, activations, and energy works that best serves individual needs and evolution. She's an adept at reading energies, a practitioner of Vedic astrology systems, works with star seeds and star root galactic codes of an individual and their goddess and deity archetype bodies, all of which she uses, providing the combined unique and path-breaking readings and activations. She is also an internationally licensed life passion coach, a master soul coach, an angel therapy practitioner, ATP, and professionally certified purpose and desire mapping coach. You can contact her at the Facebook service page for now and shoot her a message over there at www.facebook.com/TheSoulBlissLab. Apart from her works, her other passions include writing, high, raw, and nature-aligned living, yoga, animals, traveling, and exploring new places that calls to her soul. And with that, I'm going to bring Ashirwa in. Good afternoon, Ashirwa.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, it's so exciting and to be on live with you. And
yeah.
So excited and very, very grateful to be on this show. It's amazing
work that you do.
So, yeah.
So tell people how you got into the work that you do today.
Part of my work, esoteric knowledge and Vedic science work, these have been very ingrained into me because growing up in India, it's very much India, and it's just been part of my lineage and tradition, so I've worked on that. The other things, I moved on to coaching. Those were trainings I wanted to undertake to find my own purpose. And then, then I was going through that, and I understood how people needed it. So I just jumped onto them, and pretty early, in fact. You know, I was still in uni and doing my other studies, and then it was just a very natural process to move into energy work while moving into coaching. You know, the coaching practices, and I was taking professionally, and I was also into channeling and healing work, and I was learning. And when I started the coaching practices, it always came into I was channeling for my clients while doing the purpose work. So they kind of, over time, and then I was also doing the energy healing work. So it all blended together. It was not something that was going to be, you know, isolatory, mental, or one thing focused. It was a full embodiment where the starseed readings and the channeling and the Vedic afterworks, as well as the desire mapping and purpose clearing coaching, they all combined. And that is what helps people most. And it is a whole holistic thing. It's not like you can segregate that. And it works differently for individuals, but overall, the different parts of my work, they just alchemically puts in together to help someone the best. So that's how it just developed. And when I was starting onto healing work, I did different modalities, which were learned and then practiced professionally. And then as I moved deeper into channeling and working with individuals, I developed my own system of healing. And they would be very different, considering different focus how we would be working on an individual or specific concern, but then they just develop on their own, you know. So it's something that I see for each one of us, like, right, you, Rhonda, or, you know, any of our listeners would resonate. It's never about something technically learned. Over time, maybe something opens the door for us.
Mm-hmm.
But deeper on, it's always us bringing home the source energy into our own power code and expressing that with our own unique gifts. So anything we learn or we are interested in and anything we are practicing, it can't be just, you know, passed down by someone. They will work onto your own energies, and then you'll be channeling, whether you're a painter or an artist or you're creating, you know, your beautiful essential oil of works or crystals,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to healing. It's always going to be something that you develop on your own energy system. It's going to be the expression of your own unique code. And that again brings us back to the star people, because everyone has a unique purpose and code. And we will be learning from different traditions, and then we will be individualizing and opening that to the evolutionary gateways of the future. And that's what builds the present and into the future. So, yeah, and I know you feel the same as well. So.
Yes. I mean, I feel the same because, I mean, we each have our individual path that we have, and we bring our special gifts on that path to the people that we meet, you know, or interact with. And I think it just makes it so much more special that we don't all have the same gifts, that we get to learn and share from other people like yourself. And with the goddess and deity archetype bodies, I mean, how does that work as far as individually and globally?
Yeah. The goddess alchemy and the god-goddess alignment in the global field in the history of creation is a very, very important centering holding energy, and it has been expressed in different cultures in different ways. So in Vedic, we have the different 108 and 9 forms of the Shakti expression, and the Shiva Shakti Union forms the entire energy of the cosmos. And if you go into the mythos and the energetic archetype of the Shiva Shakti Union, you see how the cosmos is created, and then it also shows how the source energy or the cosmic creation is also a part of your own individual expression. So it's always the micro and the macro connected. So the archetype bodies, the different Shakti forms that are the source creation of the universe, that was from the Vedic mythos anyway. And when a channel who is going to be tuned into Shakti energies, and we each one has that capacity and that opening, that divine spark and energy imprint, because that's each one of us. And when we tune into that, we tune into our individual integration of the energies, we tune into our deeper Shakti power. So there are different elements to Shakti, there are different facets, and there are many layers to go into, and we could go into those specifics perhaps in another talk, because that would be something totally focused on Shakti then. And then when you are on your own unique journey, you will be expressed in specific archetypes of that, of those different levels of Shakti forms in your own energy body. And then there are, of course, the other goddess archetype forms. We have had a goddess archetype, the celebration of energies in all cultures. So it's been, whether you move on to the Egyptian cultures or the Greek or the Celtic mythos or the Norse mythos or the Mayan cultures, it's all connected. So you see the different elements and forms of Shakti or forms of the different Egyptian goddesses or the Celtic goddesses. And these are archetypes of core expression of the individual goddess vortices, and then there are multidimensional capacities through different names or their specific gifts, or their specific, most importantly, their most unique specific energy cultivation and expression. So when a channel, or I focus on, you know, I read the energies of an individual or work with them and work with their energies, everything is energetic first. So where that they are in their evolution or how they have come from their own past life imprint or starseed imprint, each one is carrying certain specific goddess codes and archetype codes. So those are expressed through their life evolution. Those would be expressed in their energy field or their chakra system. And the chakra system is also very, very deep level. It's not just, you know, seven, because that's another whole topic, because it's just not the seven, but you have your very infinite, minute, fine micro chakras. So the archetype bodies would be expressing through the different characteristics of your own unique energetic imprint. So you will be expressing certain archetypes in your life evolution, in your own energy field, or how you move from one passage of your life to the next. Your archetypes would also be evolving. And it is also, it can also be centered deeper into your timeline. So when you are moving from one stage of your timeline at one part of the year and then moving to the next, you're also aligned with certain archetypes. So these are the very fine, minute, as well as very expanded energetic imprints. And understanding these deeper archetypes that are being expressed through us, whether it's male or female, we understand how to embody our powers, our gifts, listen into self-love, clear old patterns, claim our deeper lineage and connection, claim our powers to the universe and soul-sinking elements, claim our truth, and move into the next levels of our expression, and move into the truer manifestations of what we are here to be. So working with archetypes and understanding and knowledge of archetypes are very, very important. And these are natural, ingrained. When somebody is open and called to work with the goddesses, it's actually what they are doing is they are opening to the deeper, infinite god-goddess element within them. So they are actually opening to their own individual energies and deeper powers to embrace their own cosmic truth, you know, aligning with the universe. So it is just a natural and naturally unfolding and empowering process that each one of us are geared to be. And that's the truth of the archetypes. And anything else in culture or in society that got distorted as the goddess or deity just being put on a pedestal or something to be worshipped and not celebrated within, that's just, you know, those are just different ways of, I would say, power control and societal, you know, washing up of segregating the individual source truth and putting the power onto something else outside of yourself and not really uniting that. So ultimately, all cultures wanted us to unite and celebrate the archetypes of the cosmic truth within the individual, because that's how we are supposed to be.
Yes, and when we're all connected like that, we each come and go as we're needed in the healing process of an individual or a situation, rather than it just being a steady thing. I mean, my gifts change depending on the situation, you know, and then the knowledge comes to me. But so you're talking about the goddess journey, right? The journey that we go through the goddesses,
yeah.
And how we mature and change in those time frames.
Yes, exactly. And I know this is something, the goddess evolutionary journey, and this is something that has been talked in Mythos, like in Campbell's Heroic and Goddess Journey, because he has worked with archetypes at a very, very deep level. And this is something that is also very present in the Vedic goddess alignment, and not too many people talk about this, but this is something that's part of the core of each one's individual imprint. So many people, they come to embrace their deeper powers or archetypes after going through a certain kind of life crisis or being shaken up or a healing crisis, because maybe not all, but the crisis point comes to many to be shaken up, and then they would often say, like, why are they facing so much troubles or so much of life challenges? Or if they are deepening into the spiritual or the deeper powers and energy connections, why would there be so much of shaking up, you know, right around them, the challenges and all?
Mm-hmm.
And the real truth about the heroic and the mythos journey is we all come, there are 12 parts of it, and specifically shown in the archetype realms and studied by Campbell and shown by Campbell and also in the Vedic mode. So our life journey, and of course it will change from where we are in our 30s and 40s and 60s because we would always be evolving. And yet there is a flow to the journey and how the crisis point enables us to deepen into the spiritual gifts or the deeper gifts and what we are bringing to society. And it's I think it's important to share because it's very, very empowering to know that it's not something to be fearful about. Our crisis is
mm-hmm.
like the pool of gifts, and that's where we are, you know, it's the chaos or the turning point, but from there we are bringing the actual gifts, and that translates into our purpose, and that translates into the bigger gifts we will be bringing to society. So in the 12 stages of the heroic and goddess journey, there's first the home or the center or the source of where we come from, and that home shows the lineage of our archetype, which also shows our starseed roots, because each one of us would be bearing an imprint of that starseed root. And many people might not agree to it, and how you resonate with it, it's up to you, but there are the starseed codes, and that's very much explained in the entirety of Vedic astrology or the Greek system. All ancient systems show that, and it's very, very rooted. And now more than ever, the starseed code consciousness is getting bigger and bigger, because each one of us, it's almost like we can't wait. We are here because to live our purpose. It's not going to be a very passive life anymore, because we are here to be engaged in the very center of our calling. So in the starseed codes and the goddess archetype, there's the home or where you come from, and that's the astral lineage you bring. And it is very heartwarming, and it would be very different for each one, because the archetype expression would be very unique. And that shows you where you are very comfortable and where you are also very natural in your gifts. And that's also a reminder of your own grounding of your actual self into the earthly realm. And then the next one is the awakening stage, which is kind of a discomfort or the need for adventure, because you step into the world, you need to create something. So it's not passive living anymore. It's something that expresses your truth. And then the third stage comes where you're encountering with the learning and growth. So you're encountering with guides, mentors, whether it's spiritual or actuality or something you're learning or you're picking up, or you're refining your arts and creations, or, you know, knowledge, sharing, mainly learning stage. And then the fourth comes, you face the contradictory or contrast phases in the world. So it could be something that you are bearing in your own truth, and you find the very contrast levels in society around you, or something in your family, or something in a relationship, and something that really shakes you up, and that's about facing your fears, and that also puts a survival threat or kind of a deeper instinct of danger. So you can shrink back or you can open up, but there is a kind of a first world where you are called to go bigger, facing the fears or the contrast experience. Then when you face that, there's a fifth zone or the torrid zone or the challenges or the chaos, and all levels of purity or new birth of cosmos are born from that chaos. And that's the centering of the Shakti energy, because Shakti is the center force that rises up from chaos, and the universe is birthed from chaos. So your own cosmic source and centering would be birthed from the chaos, and that's where many people have the biggest crisis. And the sixth one is the caving of the heart, or the caving in, or the greatest ordeal. And So from the twilight zone, and there's the very inner caving in. And why caving in? Because then you are focused more into the inner realm. And this is part of the womb of the archetype, where your own soul nourishment are being, first you heal and gather your forces within, and there's a very, very deep cocooning or a very deeper process of evolution going in. And this is a very important state. So it's the sixth one. And the seventh is when you find within that cave the holy grail, or how you call it, the elixir or the gold or the reward or the magic sword or the your superpower, those, whatever you call it, and those rewards in the gift that you receive for yourself first. You first receive the unique elixirs of your own life. And that comes right next when you have caved in and you have been digging deeper and working on it yourself, and you bring the rewards. And that's the most blissful part of your own ascension journey on Earth while being grounded in the human. And the eighth is the, and this is kind of those who have gone into it, and they know from the seventh stage, it is so blissful and pure, and you're into the energies and into yourself and connecting with the astral or the bigger parts of life. You almost don't want to come back stepping into the grounded real life. And that's the eighth part, where there's the reluctance or the borderline of how you have to choose, how you're going to use that blissful big gift of your spirit and your purpose, and you have to use it to bring it into the world. So many people, they, after the caving in and the blissful space, they go into the very astral level, or they withdraw from life. And the ones who are the active pioneers, and they'll be working in the stream of life, so there will be the borderline crossing that they will be responsible to bring those gifts back into the stream of life, to give back to society. And then ninth is the dangerous return, or what Campbell calls the, you know, the death or dismemberment phase, where you are almost having a very big conflict, and this is a different conflict than the first stage of contrast, but this is a conflict to ground your purpose, the bigger purpose, into the world. And you almost lose all those old programmings of yourself, and even lose connection with the older programmings of the world. And now build, rebuild, it's like a new birth, and you're bringing to the world. And then you're moving on to the rebirth stage. And this is very much into the world, and you are stepping up and bringing the new birth, not only of yourself, but into the world. And 11th would be the knowledge of unique immortality and knowledge of your unique gift that you would be bringing to the world. And 12th is you become the mentor, you know, your own kind of mentor. And so the 12th step journey is, in 12th is the number of being the student as well as the mentor. So you are, we are all the learners, as well as we are also very, very big teachers, each one of us, who are stepping through this journey and stepping up and choosing to come back to bring the biggest gift to society. And so, in the course, you really become the mentor, you know, having claimed to your, you know, being a light warrior stage, having claimed to the different stages of your goddess journey and archetype form. So this is an evolutionary stage, and many people would go through several of them, I think at least two or three of them, in their lifetime. So something different in their 20s, something, another big, you know, stepping up, perhaps in their 40s. So that happens. Sometimes it's just, you know, one thing. But the integration into that archetype journey really helps us understand, and if we just deepen into the process, even if, you know, even if you're not going into the energy work of it or the deeper reading of it, even if you just meditate on the different stages of the archetype, you'll be able to relate where you are in your own journey and the crisis or the carpeted road you are on, and where you are going to step up into the next, and then you have a choice in why the crisis is there in the first place, and why the chaos in the whirlpool. It's important to, you know, go deeper into yourself and find the healing gift. So from there, we understand why these stages are important for bringing our greatest gift, our unique contribution to the world, and why we are here in the first place.
And I find it very interesting that all this information has been coming forward for the last few years. And, you know, 25 years ago when I first started doing this kind of work, you know, the information wasn't coming as fast. And it seems like now it's just like a downpour of information, and all kinds of different people are getting different types of downloads and information and codes that up until now had not been released. Are you coming across in the readings that you're doing?
Oh, yes. It's very big right now because we are moving into the golden crystal DNA embodiment of ourselves and into the earth. So the veil shifts have been so massive since 2002 or 2004, and then obviously immensely since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no barrier now to what is possible, and whether it's the old souls who are coming into the earth, or whether it's the new crystals who are coming, or very old people who are also old crystals, it's nothing to do with age, of course, but it's about soul age. So all of us are working and co-creating, and the others who are also stepping up, it's happening very, very fast. So the energies, the light pouring into the earth, and how we are stepping into the crystal vortex, and even through all the chaos and the crisis and the current evolutionary challenges, whether it's the earthly shift or it's our life programs that are crumbling down, we are all being shifted very, very fast. And more we are open to receiving the light of the new era that are really pouring in, and how we are stepping into the light of our own selves, how we step in and how we surrender in openness to that will shift us forward. And we are all being pushed and moved into, whether we realize it or not, we are all being moved into that. So it's happening in our energy field. It's constantly always happening. The evolution is very, very rapid, and nothing is out there, or nothing is, the veils are just not, almost not there. And for those who are stepping up, and even if they think that they are kind of not receiving the uniqueness of their own purpose or stepping up into it as much as they would like, I do know in your openness, the veils would shift really very, very fast, even faster than you know. So it's unimaginable, and we talked about this. It's unimaginable what's being poured into us, and all the creation and manifestation and the realness of our powers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time
to
take...
There is huge chaos in our shift and our responsibility and chaos in our life, but that's where the new births are also stepping out big time.
Yeah. Well, it's time to take a break. For listeners, if you want to call in at 1-347-838-9142, Ashira will be doing some readings after the break. And please call in and press 1 once, and it will bring you into the queue, and I will talk to you when you're in the queue and line you up accordingly as you press 1. To have Ashira do a reading. So we'll take a short break and we'll be back, get a glass of water, stretch, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. We're back from break, and we have a couple of callers in the back. Ashirwa, are you ready to get started with this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Our first caller is Ibitar, and she's from Colorado, and so we'll have her ask you what she needs to. Hi, Ibitar.
Hi. Hi to both of you.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Very good. Just a little wet.
Just a little wet here, too.
Yeah.
A little wet here, too.
Yeah, it's been wet here, too.
Yeah, you're in monsoon season, right, Ashirwa?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to go ahead and work with Ibitar, do you have a question or a comment that you need to ask her?
Yeah, I was really interested in how she works with her different modalities. So if she could just read my energy to see what type of codes or, you know, just whatever she may be picking up in terms of my energy field and the kind of energy I'm holding, maybe.
So these are thinking of focusing just on the goddess archetype. So do you want to go into that? Because obviously I can't go into a very detailed reading, but I can...
Yes,
yes. So is it something related to your purpose, or... is it something related to your crisis or
related to my purpose, yes.
Right. So it's interesting. Do you work with animals or do you feel very close to nature?
I'm very close to nature, but what's been happening in the last maybe 3 months, it seems like I can't even explain to you what's going on with the animals. I seem to be like 10 times more connected with the animal kingdom.
So I'm just hearing there's some big work for you with nature and animals, and it could also be environment. It could the goddess code that's very close to nature and working with animals in a way that's helping, healing, or healing the environment, or it's part in your energy field, and even if you haven't tapped into it. And there's another dynamic that is coming through, and that is of transformation. As in, you are going through a very strong transformational energy, whether you are aware of it or not. So even if it's with your purpose, it will be... There is a stage, ongoing stage, where you are transforming right now. It's almost like caterpillar going into the cocoon and coming out as a butterfly. So if you are being called to something that's in your passions or has been a long-held dream or something you thought you could never do but you are being nudged to learn about, so whatever it is, you know, take the next step because there is a bigger transformation that's coming through a transformation energy. And if there's something that's holding you back or you feel anything that needs to be resolved or healed, it shows you need to see the fairness of the whole issue and trust that there is going to be a karmic resolution to it. And that will free up more energy for you to move into the transformation. And
yes.
Definitely still, yeah. If you haven't been long-term in something again, as in something to do in terms of karmic fields, so there is bigger resolution coming. And
there's a what coming?
There's
a what coming?
A resolution. A resolution?
Oh,
or
resolution.
A balanced side,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So bigger purpose is close to environment, nature, animals, and you will figure it out. You will step into it. You will move through the transformation and move into the bigger purpose.
Yeah, it's happening now. So, I'm kind of going with the flow, you know, and not resisting because there's a lot of things that's unfolding and a lot of other healing modalities coming online that I didn't, you know, really didn't know consciously that I was aware of. So you're absolutely right.
That's beautiful. And I would definitely love to hear from you more and how your transformation phase, this exciting phase, is going through. So you could just send me a message on my service page that's on the link, and it would be amazing to know your next steps and how you're stepping out. And
okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks,
Avatar. Yeah, sure, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, listeners, if you want to be able to reach Ashirwa, you can reach her at www.facebook.com/thesoulblisslab. And you can message her there and she can get in touch with you. And Ashirwa, we have another caller, Kazri. And
Oh, okay, that's very exciting.
Hi. You're like old friends, you know.
Yeah, we haven't spoken in
a
long time.
I'm so glad you called up, and I'm so delighted.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, and it's very nice to meet you, Kazri.
Yeah.
And you too, Rhonda, and so nice to speak to Ashirwa. We've spoken before or over the past 2 years a few times. It's been oh my gosh, over a year, maybe 2 years since we've spoken, and we do follow each other on Facebook, so we are very connected. And I would just love to hear if you have anything new to tell me, any new updates, anything to help me get to the next level. It just, for me, and I think for others too, it's sometimes it's just so slow. Like, we do all this work on ourselves and do all this reading, do all this healing work, learn the new modalities, but it just seems, I don't know, my evolution, my awakening, it just seems so slow. I want to speed it up, and I want to just bring my own gifts out to the world, you know, the sooner the better, and with ease, and just to be really tuned in. And like, what would that take?
Yeah, there's one thing I do receive, and the good news is you're at a very fertile stage in your life, so you are opening up to new work, new things. It's out of the spring. I receive goddess of Sarah in your archetype, and I have known you for long, so it's kind of a very new, fresh energy of spring, vitality, and birthing that's going on. And if you have been feeling held back, it's because you have to surrender to the birthing process. You know, our spiritual birthing process in a lifetime is much more than a human birthing process sometimes, because it takes years to, you know, to go through and the awakening journey of we were talking about previously, the cave of the heart and going into the torrid zone and the reward. So sometimes it takes years because we are integrating information of lifetimes and powers and gifts of our lifetimes to, you know, channel it into this one, which is a very, very privileged one and the big one. So you are indeed in that amazing birthing phase, and everything is possible. I want to tell you to really surrender to this birthing process, whatever excites your soul. And birthing process is sometimes very difficult and challenging. It feels, in a certain stage, it feels stuck, but you have to kind of move through it. And, you know, just you are a mom, so, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, give that push into the divine energy and, you know, bring it to earth. So, you know what I mean? It has to be all the things that you are planning in your goddess, fairy, queen energy. You have to also bring it onto the earth and focus on the grounding of those. So everything is in alignment with you. You just have to bring the deeper energy and all your ideas to the ground, and then, you know, it's all here for you to be nurtured, flowing, and flourishing. The other thing is, you have to step into your power more. I think you doubt your power, and it's also affecting you physically, and it's also affecting you to claim your truth and all your gifts. So the big thing that comes for you, claim your power. And this is for all of us, you know, and most of us. And I know you said many of us are, you know, right now just not feeling that last push to our, you know, after all the work, especially as light workers, And then why aren't we birthing a spark, that divine light into the grounding field for everyone to reach? And that's because many times, you know, light workers, we are so humble and giving and generous, and all that is great. But if we are not being strong as the container or the vessel, and learning to have strong boundaries and learning to really channel our powers, so this is something that you're being guided to really work with Goddess Basis to increase your power. It's not something that you have to take from outside. It's all within you. You are open to your own powers. And also work on your physical strength, as in strength training or developing some kind of practice that helps you feel grounded with Mother Earth and, you know, to help you feel connected with your vitality and power, because that will anchor the energies into your body and channel it, you know, clearer. And whatever you feel in terms of physical, as in spiritual or, you know, any kind of stuffness, they will come flowingly. You know, it's not like you've done a lot of work or they're gone. They're just, you know, cultivating within you. It's all within you, and everything that you're learning or you have learned in the past, they will all come together, and it's just meant to be. If you feel you have stepped back a bit in life, you might be feeling that currently, like you have stepped back a bit in your discipline or you've been trying, whether there have been gaps. They're going to be resurrected as you bridge this claiming of your own truth and power and ground it. So it's a very beautiful and fertile stage in your life. It's nothing to, you know, worry about. It's not like, you know, things are stalled or things are slow. It's just you are learning to bridge that intense level of gift onto the earth. It's just that.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. Okay. So thanks for those tips, more physical strength, more grounding, more connecting. Yeah, so it's everything that I'm already doing.
And as for your power, you have to deepen into your power. You are a powerful gift healer. You are a powerful gift creator. You are not embracing your power.
Yes.
Even if you are, there's a deeper level to it. I think there's a deeper claiming to your power. And that is very helpful, not only for the entire world and system. That is your purpose, to step into power.
I'm just breathing that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I got emotional when you said that.
Yes, you know, stepping into our power is always scary, and it's also very exciting. And sometimes it is something, it's so big, because our individual power streams and our you know, the Shakti energies and the different archetypes that I do in deeper reading work, it's too immense, and it's so multidimensional. In the beginning, it feels daunting to a person, and then when the deep energy work and sink into it, it's just a natural flow, and then you keep growing bigger and bigger into it. So there's always going to be a next stage to our expansion of our powers. It's going to grow forever. However, to anchor those already present multidimensional energies into our core bodies, wherever we are, you know, we are always enough and infinite in that power. We just have to connect into it and ground it in a physical sense. So even if you deepen into it or do energy work, keep your primary focus into the power and expand it into the power. And also the grounding, the birthing. So when you work into the power, your birthing stages become more expansive. So whatever you birth onto the world, they are ever more, you know, flourishing, vital, in essence, in alignment with your essence and your core truth. So all these things, it's very important to ground your energies into power. And I know it's for so many of us, and especially light workers, and it's the same thing. There's always going to be a next stage, but the entire focusing on our spiritual heart power, our centering and grounding and our goddess powers, focusing and really, really deepening into the natural essence of our archetypes that are already present within us, it's a very big thing. if you deepen into this, and it's super nice how it's going, you know, deepen into the core of your power and how you are working, how you're aligning with it. It's just how you open to it. And whether it's too scary or how it shifts you, changes you, and gets you, you know, knocks your feet off, and then you just ground it back and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Much love to you.
Yeah. Hear from you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I have another caller calling in at a 571 area code, and I don't know their name, but I'll have them tell us. Can you tell me your first name?
Hi. My name is Dee, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Nice, Dee. Ashir was here with us, and you can ask her your questions.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said she's doing readings in regards to goddess energy and where you're at. And do you want her to do a reading for you?
Sure, that would be awesome.
Okay. Ashirwa, this is Dee from Washington, D.C.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Hi, how are
so,
you?
So, what's your question? Yeah, I'm doing great. So, nice to connect with you. So, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Hanging in there.
So, where are you at in your journey? Do you have a question in regards to anything specific or your purpose?
Oh, well, I know what my purpose is as far mm-hmm. as my energy. You know, I'm trying to focus that on building my career and finding a tangible relationship. So that's where I'm at the moment.
Relationship with your beloved or relationship with your work?
Well, I'm looking for both. I'm doing a career.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I'm receiving that. I'm receiving that, exactly. So your own energy field is, I'm receiving big transformation again. It's in transitional state where you are moving into a bigger opening with your work. And I receive floodgates of abundance, like floodgates. It's amazing. And real-time manifestation energy, and I'm also receiving true love, so goddess of love working for you. So if you are seeing someone or if you are on the threshold of a new relationship, it's going to be great. It's very fresh and new, and I'm receiving soulmate connections from past life, so something unresolved in past life, something that ended very, very sad, and you're going to reunite, and I'm receiving soulmate energy, so that's amazing. And how your heart will be opened, I think if you are seeing somebody or if there's something new that's going to come up, how your heart will be opened, your emotional bodies will be healed or connecting, that energy will be transformed into your work as well. So if you are not feeling that focused, it's because you are going through a transitional phase and a bigger expansion of your heart. And after this transition into your new purpose, you will be opening into that abundance and focus and new flow. There will be new birth of energy. So it will be more.
Hello?
Ashira told me that there could be a possibility that when it got to 55 minutes that it would cut out her phone line, so she'll be calling back in. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
It's called international communication. Sometimes it's a little tricky, but she'll be right back, and it's really good that you called in today because I think she'll be able to answer quite a few of your questions that you have. Or the feelings that you have. It's going to take just a minute, so I'm going to mute you and play some music for a second. All right,
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I explained what happened.
Back.
We're back.
Okay. Hi, we're back.
So, yeah, I almost, you know, said, all the things that I had to tell Dee. So, yeah, there's a bigger expansion of your emotion bodies that will happen with the new relationship. And so the archetype you have right now in your energy field in taking care of the relationship path is really bright. So you don't have to worry about how it will manifest. It will just happen because that's meant to be divine connection. And it's very right around the corner. So, yeah. Be happy.
Okay, so you're saying as far as my work, you see a transition going on with that? Is that what you're saying? And you're showing abundance with the transition?
Yeah, beyond the transition. It's already in present, as in the abundance and the flow. It's right there with you, and it will be more. So as you step into the transition and into your purpose more, and the abundance is just going to flow. It's just part of you, and it's part of the work that you do. So it's just there.
Okay. Okay, and you said something about a past relationship, and then I think you got cut off.
Oh, no. What I was receiving about the relationship, is there a past relationship that you need to be completely over with, or something you are still struggling to be over with?
No, actually, I haven't had a relationship in a while, so.
Yeah, so what is coming, it's not about something recent, but something that's been deeper past, as in past life connection. So who is coming is going to be somebody from a very deeper past life connection. So you are going to reunite in a bigger way in this one. And it was showing it wasn't very, you know, it didn't go the way you would have liked, you both would have liked in the past life. So in the current one, you are going to reunite and expand in your bigger love, and it's a soulmate relationship that's coming. So be open in your heart and be, you know, write down your manifestation, you know, what you would like to have in your ideal relationship, and
yeah,
write it in
actually,
I am
I have
calm.
That. I
yes,
have that.
And
yeah.
Meditate on that and on the energy of the connection and how you are, you know, how you would feel, and that's it. You will manifest the love.
Okay, I would do that. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And then, Ashira, we have just a few minutes left. So do you want to tell people how to get a hold of you again and about any of your activations that you have going right now?
Oh, yeah. I have these specials going on. And like we talked about the different layers of the goddess archetype. And I go deeper into each one's energy field with a reading and activation. I have Shakti activation, very, very deep level, which I have done previously with many people. And I will be, you know, opening this new level with others in this month and the next. So if they want to go deeper into, you know, activating their powers and deepening into their goddess archetypes, really understanding the codes of their, you know, starseed elements, the goddess elements, they can always, you know, get into my Facebook page and follow it or like it. And I have all the event pages lined up over there, so they can always check in and shoot me a message over there. And I'll be happy to assist them, you know, what would help them best on their own journeys and whatever is needed. Because each one of us are just, we are individuals, and so I'd have to know what would suit them best and what would help them best in their purpose. So, yeah, please do get in touch with my Facebook page, and I'll get in touch with you.
Okay, and her Facebook page is www.facebook.com/thesoulblisslab. And with that, I think we're going to close the show. You can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com. I'm Rhonda Harrison, your host for The Searchers Roadmap, and I also am the host for The Roadmap for Seekers on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Rocky Mountain Time. And Ashira will be back with us fairly soon. We're going to talk about when that's going to happen between the two of us, and because I believe that she's got a lot of information that's really important to get out to the world right now, and I'd love to be that vessel. Thank you so much, Ashira, for working with me.
Thank you, Rhonda. You're doing such amazing, amazing work, and it's so, so very powerful. And thank you for being such an amazing goddess in this field, and for your purpose.
Thank you. So with that, I'll bid you adieu, everyone. Please join us again next
Thursday
and Friday. Much
love, everyone. Have a great time with whatever you are doing. So.
Okay. Thank you, Ashira.
Yeah, bye.